Ryan Torrence, candidate for Attorney General, thanks so much for joining me.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
You know, I wanted to obviously start with probably the most recent development in that race, which is this lawsuit. Would you be able to kind of walk me through the basics of, what's being alleged, and then we'll get into your rebuttal and explanation of what's going on with that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So, unfortunately, Ryan, my primary opponent has decided to take this primary election in a very negative direction. And we did not intend to ever get negative, and we will keep running the same positive race that we've been running. My primary challenger has made the decision to file this lawsuit to ask a judge to throw me off of the ballot. He is alleging that I violated campaign finance law. Today, we filed a motion to dismiss this frivolous lawsuit. We are confident about prevailing on the merits and defeating this lawsuit.
The kind of meat of it is that there was a campaign contribution that was classified as a loan. The contribution was made from your wife and yours joint checking account. Is that correct? So yeah, can you kind of just tell me about that? Just kind of take me through what happened from your end.
Sure, absolutely. So this is a joint bank account held by my wife and I. And we were up against the deadline to qualify. And as everyone knows, I'm the only campaign in this race not taking a penny in big corporate money. That contrasts me in a very great way from my primary opponent who filed this lawsuit. And so we wanted to make sure that we could cover this fee. And so we intended to just advance the money from our joint account to the campaign. Everybody knows that a candidate can loan an unlimited amount to his own campaign. We have opted for public financing now, so that is, I can only give up to $25,000 now. That's the rule there. The honest mistake that we made just in the rush that we were in was my wife has checks from that account, even though it's a joint account. And so she signed the check when I should have simply signed the check because then it would be considered just a loan from me. And so it was just simply, an honest mistake. We were, I think, a day or two before the deadline to qualify. My opponent is alleging that somehow this was a willful, fraudulent scheme to pay the filing fee in a fraudulent way. And the fact of it is, when my treasurer identified this problem, we refunded the money to my wife. Alternatively, we could have reclassified it as a loan from myself. It would have been also as easy as me just getting a counter check in my own name and signing it as a loan. And so it was an honest mistake, certainly not any basis to disqualify a candidate. Here he is asking for a court to take me off of the ballot. And I can tell you, as a part of our motion to dismiss, which we filed today, I was not able to find a single case in the history of Florida law where a court has authorized a candidate to be removed from a ballot because of an alleged technical violation.
This the hearing for this lawsuit, I understand it's being expedited because of, the actual primary coming up. What's to be expected from that?
We are confident in our legal arguments in that motion, which basically says that even the statute, Chapter 106, which is our campaign finance statute, provides very clearly that even if a campaign finance violation is proven, does not affect the qualification of the candidate. Now, if our motion to dismiss is granted, then this case is dismissed, it goes away, and then I seek attorney's fees from my primary challenger for having to deal with this frivolous lawsuit. If for whatever reason my motion to dismiss is denied, then the case proceeds on the merits. That is another reason this is so horrible for the Democratic Party. Because now me and my campaign have to be distracted. My attorneys have to be distracted. My primary opponent has to be distracted. And I'm sure the Republicans will be loving every little bit of it. Now, if our motion were to be denied, then unfortunately I would have to pursue a claim against my opponent for defamation of my character. My opponent has decided to challenge my integrity and my character, as well as the integrity of my wife, in the press and before the court, and we will not allow it.
Thank you for stopping in, and I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you very much.